Good morning. We're keeping Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning the Klal Chabtes, the Malach of Kareya. It's an interesting point over here. The in regards to Barna, which we need to clarify. So we said opening cans goes under the umbrella of the Malach of Barna. We have to clarify that. But within this discussion of Kareya, there comes a side point which is significant. So. If talking about Barna means the Rambam says a person takes two or multiple items and presses them together that they become attached and become one unit. A person has a model airplane and takes the pieces and puts it together. He's over the Malach of Barna. You know, it's not building a building. Taking separate components and connect them together is a Tolda Barna, similar to, let's say, laying the bricks of a house, which would be Barna Deraisa, Barna the Av. This is Barna Deraisa, a Tolda, putting things together. It's only Deraisa, but the person puts it together tightly, and it becomes basically solidified into one unit, even if not for permanently, at least for a period of time. What about screwing something in? So screwing something in, the person can assume, is the same thing as nailing it in or forcing it in, etc. So then why are lids permitted? So there are two. The heter for lids is either because we say that the goal is to clearly keep the two kalim distinct and separate. I want to put the cover on. I want to take the cover off. Put the cover on. Take the cover off. I want to keep them as two separate units, and they already are separate units. But however, if I put it together in such a way that they're going to become one unit, and then I'm going to be using it as such. For example, a person has a ketchup bottle, and so what the person does is takes the cover off, opens the metal seal, which is there, the foil, which is there, and it takes it off, not the metal, the foil, which is there, it takes it, and now screws the cover back on, and proceeds to use the two as a unit to squeeze from, and the cover will remain in place for the rest of the usage of the bottle. It probably, in probability, will be discarded together with it. Is one permitted to do that? So you're being mechaber the two to make a new function, that they should function together as a kli, which wasn't there beforehand because of the foil, which is in between, and now you're setting that up. So Falk and his saber points out that he thinks that that's going to be also, because this is relevant. By a ketchup bottle, a mustard bottle, it's also relevant. But you have a spice container, so it becomes also with some type of a seal on top. You want to unscrew the cap, tear off the seal, put the cap back on. So you can tear off the seal, but you put the cap back on. Now this cap functions together with the rest of the bottle to have a controlled shake. When you're shaking out the spices, so it becomes one unit. So doing all of those examples, the person has to be careful not to do on Shabbos. So that's adding a new element, that if the person is going to be, after the act of tearing something off, the person, that's the next step, is going to be creating a useful unit, which wasn't functional beforehand. As you're adding a new function, and this is a permanent type of an act, so that's going to be problematic. Rav Yosef takes this step further. A person says, when a person is throwing out a bottle at the end of a meal, putting it into recycling, etc., very, very commonly a person screws the cover back on and then throws it out as such. And that cover is not going to be removed again. It's taken to the garbage like that, it's taken to the recycling like that, it's processed, etc. They never separate. So this is a permanent keeper between the two. So the second argument why screwing a cap is mutter is because it's made to go on and off. So either because it's two separate kelim and they never become one, and they fuse into one, which is indicated by the fact that it goes on and off, or just simply the fact that it goes on and off makes it that it's not really, it never became a real keeper, but over here person puts it together and plans to leave it as such forever, as that's going to be problematic. We mentioned this idea before, but I'm not aware that all the Pesachim are choshesh, other Pesachim are choshesh for that, this idea, but it is an interesting point, which would be along the lines that we're saying, an example of the ketchup bottle, or the mustard bottle, etc. Have a good day.